Oz's lead lowdown.
Morning, Loz. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good.
Now, let's talk about round 20. How'd you go with your tips last week?
5 of 8.
That's good. Consistent. You got that the week before, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, that's not bad. Okay, yes. Good job.
Thank you.
Get another star.
Here we go.
Now, let's go into round 21. We kick it off tonight. The Bulldogs taking on the Broncos. Come on, the Broncos. Let's go. Get it up. Woo!
Oh, man. Yeah! You know what? The Broncos did put up a very good defensive effort last week.
Yeah.
I will say that. And I don't think that they're going to let anything get in the way of their finals chances.
No.
So I'm definitely going to be tipping the Broncos.
Good job.
Now, Friday night kicks off with the Knights against the West Tigers. What do you think is going to happen?
The Tigers have a very slim chance of still making the top 8. I think the Knights played really well last week against the Cowboys, but the drive to make it into the top 8 is definitely going to take the Tigers to the finish line, and they're going to win. So I'm tipping Tigers.
Next game up is the Rabbitohs and the Storm. This should be scintillating game, this one.
Okay, I know there's lots of talk about who's going to be in the grand final, but I think this could be a grand final preview, potentially.
Whoa, big call.
Yeah.
If the Rabbits aren't on their best game, though, the Storm will definitely make them pay. I think that there's such a strong attacking side, the Rabbits, that I'm personally really excited for this game. And I love so many players on their team that I'm really hoping that they do well. Can you see where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to be cheering on and tipping the Rabbits. And I'm really interested to see how Damian Cook goes up against Mr. Cam Smith also.
Yes, will be interesting.
Now, the first game of Saturday is the Dragons and the Warriors at Wynn Stadium. What's your predictions?
Warriors are under a lot of pressure to hold their spot in the top 8, and the Dragons under a lot of pressure to hold their spot in the top 4.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it does come down to if Ben Hunt has a good game, the Dragons will as well. If Sean Johnson has a good game, the Warriors will.
Yeah, and look, I think it's important too for the Warriors because you talk about the West Tigers, they're banging on the door of the top 8. The Warriors need to keep winning, otherwise we're going to see a flip there and the West Tigers are in the 8.
That's true. Yeah. And you know what? I don't have the confidence that they can do it. I will be cheering on the Warriors, but I will be tipping the Dragons.
Yeah. Okay, next game up is the Eels and the Titans at ANZ Stadium.
I'm kind of going all over the place with my heart versus my head this round, but I want the Titans to win. I'll be cheering on the Titans, so I'm tipping the Titans.
Now, Roosters are another grand final favorite against the Cowboys this week. Do you think it's just going to be a whitewash?
Yeah, I do. Sorry to say, but I mean, the Cowboys had so many errors last week. I just think that the Roosters are really performing really well. So I'm tipping them. If the Cowboys let any balls go, the Roosters will definitely make them pay.
On to Sunday's game, we see the Sharks take on the Sea Eagles at Southern Cross Group Stadium.
Yeah, Wade Graham's back for the Sharks. That's going to be a really good thing for them. And Valentine Holmes, he's just been playing so well. He's actually the leading try scorer tied with Robert Jennings for the year. 17 tries. And he's also tied for line breaks as well. So I'm really, really keen to see him play, but I'm definitely tipping the Sharks.
Now, last game, Panthers and Raiders. What do you think is going to go down?
I think that Maloney and Cleary are definitely going to play well and that they were going to take the Panthers to a victory.
Well, that was short, simple, straight to the point.
Yeah, I think the Raiders are done. You know, they've had their chances.
I do. And this week, also, I'm going to be keeping my eye on Wade Graham. I know a lot of people have been talking about that the Sharks need him to win. So I'm going to be interested to see whether or not his inclusion in the side actually takes them to that victory.
Tips are banked and they're in, and we'll catch up with you again next week, Loz. See how you went.
Thank you. See ya.
14 past 7.